Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the StudyClicks Explains Hamlet series. In this episode, StudyClicks expert teacher Peter Tobin will be talking us through some of the minor characters of the play. Peter Tobin is an English teacher who has a YouTube channel called Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, where you can find loads of free videos covering different parts of the Leaving Cert English course. We've linked his channel in the description, and we can't recommend enough that you check it out and subscribe to get updates on new content he's making. In this episode, Peter will be discussing the characters of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, Fortinbras, the Ghost, and Horatio, analysing their impact beyond what you may have initially thought on the first read of Hamlet. This is the kind of critical literacy that will help you score higher marks in your exam. The next voice you're going to hear is Peter's, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Hamlet's oldest school friends, but we really do not learn much about them or their personality. Their usefulness lie in what they represent. Despite being Hamlet's friends, their loyalty does not lie with him. They are loyal to power, in this case Claudius, the king, for whom they have agreed to spy. In this sense, they represent the destructive nature of corruption. They have been corrupted by power, are servants to it, and it has destroyed their relationship, the established friendship they had with Hamlet. Hamlet recognises their intentions immediately and is able to confuse and outwit them easily. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are no match for Hamlet, and it's clear that Hamlet no longer has any respect for them. Foolish men, Shakespeare seems to be telling us, follow power blindly, obey without condition, and as such are worth nothing. This is emphasised at the end when Hamlet essentially sends these two to their deaths without even being given time to pray for their souls. He rationalises this by saying that they brought about their own deaths through their willingness to be props in Claudius's plots. No one mourns the deaths of these two, and Hamlet doesn't spare them a second thought. This sometimes is used as evidence of Hamlet's heartlessness, his callousness, but if we consider Hamlet's moral compass, the fact that these two were willing to be in the employ of such a wretch as Claudius, it is enough to condemn them in his eyes. Fortinbras acts as another foil to Hamlet in the play. Again, like Laertes, it is to highlight aspects of Hamlet's character to the audience, but also to underscore Fortinbras as a worthy and good ruler at the end of the play. Fortinbras is the son of a dead father whose uncle is King of Norway. He is a threat to Denmark as he is gathering forces to prepare for an attack. It is his uncle, the King of Norway, who tells him not to attack Denmark, but to attack Poland instead. He follows his uncle's orders dutifully. He is aware of stately protocol and asks Claudius permission to cross Denmark on his way to Poland. He does everything correctly and carries himself as a prince should. Hamlet considers himself cowardly and unworthy in comparison to Fortinbras and is inspired by Fortinbras's actions. At the end of the play, Hamlet tells Horatio that he wishes for Fortinbras to take over the Danish throne, and Fortinbras's actions throughout the play lead us to believe that he will be a good and effective ruler. One of the key additions of Shakespeare into the pre-existing story of Hamlet is the character of the ghost. The story existed in different guises previously, but the addition of the ghost is entirely Shakespeare's own. The ghost is not really a character. It is a dramatic tool to crank the engine on the plot and events of the play, to get the whole thing going. Without the ghost, Claudius's actions would have gone unknown and unpunished. It is the ghost's revelations that sets the events of the play in motion. Hamlet, however, feels that while the ghost has burdened him with an unbearable weight, he can't be fully sure that the ghost is telling the truth. This then adds tension. He is unsure of his uncle's guilt for the first half of the play, and this brings real jeopardy to the play within a play, as it's the moment when Claudius's guilt is confirmed, to Hamlet at least. Horatio serves a couple of different functions in the play. He is both a commentator, filling in the audience on important background information, and a confidant of Hamlet's, acting as a sounding board and being much less impulsive than Hamlet. He appears little but is used to great effect when he does take the stage. At the beginning of the play, it is suggested that he is a native of Denmark and recognises the ghost as the late king. He explains some of the history of the rivalry between Norway and Denmark, setting the scene for the events that follow. He is also a sceptic, uncertain of the ghost's existence and taking some convincing. This all works to situate the audience within the world of the play. Horatio is trustworthy and sensible. He lends a sense of credibility to the seemingly unbelievable, namely a ghost wandering the ramparts of the castle. Hamlet confides in Horatio his misgivings about his mother's marriage. Horatio also balances out Hamlet's anxieties and excitement around the visit of the ghost. Another useful aspect of Horatio's character is that he is totally loyal to Hamlet. Whenever we may have misgivings about Hamlet's actions, his treatment of his mother, or Ophelia, or his philosophical ramblings, Horatio's unwavering belief in his friend's nobility and good character brings us back. He also confirms Claudius's guilt in the play within a play. Finally, we see that Horatio supports Hamlet throughout without ever becoming an active part of his plots. In this way, we see his true role as that of a commentator. His final words on Hamlet, praising his noble spirit and his good character, do much to raise the levels of sympathy at the very end for our tragic hero, Hamlet.
That concludes our seventh episode. We hope that this analysis of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, Fortinbras, the Ghost and Horatio has given you a deeper understanding of them and equipped you with lots of great ideas and phrases that you can use in your essays. Once again, if you enjoyed this, we would really encourage that you check out Peter's YouTube channel, Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, which is linked in the description. Trust us when we say this is an incredible free resource for 5th and 6th year students. And we hope you stay tuned for more content like this.